Novena in honor of St. Thorlak of Iceland. Day 3. St. Thorlak, Gentle Pastor. The saga of Bishop Thorlak uses many verbs to tell of his leadership in Iceland. Commanded, ordered, admonished, taught, rebuked, helped, established, explained, and called. Many historians characterize St. Thorlak as a headstrong reformer who tolerated no deviation from church rules and battled with prominent leaders over matters of morality and ownership of church property. Yet, a study of the adverbs from those same pages of the saga paints a different picture. Beautifully, lovingly, gently, patiently, friendly, and excellently. Two adjectives used often are mild and gentle. This hardly sounds like a stubborn taskmaster. St. Thorlak was, indeed, a reformer. The clergy in Iceland during his time took many liberties with moral standards. Thorlak worked hard to teach, lovingly and gently, the reasoning behind church rules. He took seriously his role as pastor and later bishop, guarding against sin and leading people away from habits that were harmful to their souls. He believed a priest should serve the people, and so he did not flinch from telling the truth. Yet he delivered his admonitions with, as the texts say, moderation and gentle chastisement. Let us pray. Almighty God, St. Thorlak took great care to lead others to you in ways that were loving and gentle. He wished for everyone to live harmoniously, according to your plan, that where two or more gather in faith, you become present. May the pastors of your church follow St. Thorlak's example in their perseverance, forbearance, and striving for concord. Help us to hear your voice through our pastors, not grieving those set over us by chasing discord with your church and its teaching. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.